This monitor displays digital paintings made by artists who use the computer as their tool. Some paintings serve as concept art, while others are used directly in the production of the film for surfaces and backgrounds.
Their job is to put all the beautiful color nuances and detail into those models to give them a lot more believability and a lot more character. It's a really rich department where the painters are very, very talented.
Tia Kratter oversees colors and textures. Though she works on the computer, drawing with a pen-shaped stylus, she still loves old-fashioned painting.
Right now in the computer world, a stylus is about the closest thing to a paintbrush that we can use. You can vary the pressure that you apply. You can vary the look of the paintbrush you're using. What I hope to do someday is to be able to pick up thick paint or thin paint and really be able to apply it just the way I do with a regular acrylic paint and a paintbrush. Once they've got that, boy, am I going to be happy.
The digital paintings grow from years of exchanging visual ideas and inspirations. Artists sketching, sculpting, creating color scripts and storyboards, developing characters and entire imaginary worlds. At Pixar, truly no man or woman is an island. Ralph Eggleston feels that Oren Jacob, who worked with him on Nemo, said it best.
He said, making a film is like getting all of the creative people together. We all hold hands and we jump out of the airplane and we make the parachute on the way down.
If you haven't been to the media gallery on the second floor yet, be sure to stop there to see original pieces made especially for this exhibition.